want to go through a case which came up recently. Someone was going through one of the local newspapers, and he saw an ad that they were selling a bunk bed. It was a very cheap price. He figured there must be some catch to it. Called up the store, asked them what it was made out of. He figured that it was inferior quality. Everything seemed to check out right. Seemed like it was a good deal. He calls up the store, they deliver it to his house. They set it up in his house. And he realizes that the bottom bunk bed of the thing was very, very low. The top bed was very low. And his kid couldn't fit in it, b'chol. Calls up the store, asked them if they could come and adjust it for him. He told them, listen, the industry standard is that there's two types of beds. There's one for people who have a low ceiling, that they buy this type of bed. Most sales that there are done with one that are higher. You didn't tell us at the time of the sale what type of child you were buying it for. We assumed this would be good for you. This is the only one that's on sale. If you want, we'll take back this one, a few $100 for delivery for this, but we're going to charge you more. The person's saying, listen, I'm not interested in spending more money than what this one was. If this bed is not acceptable to me, he wants to be mevatel the mekach. And this shaila be'etzim comes up very often today when people buy things they don't buy anymore. They go into the store, you look at it, you buy over the telephone or over the internet. Very often the seller doesn't sell something stam, and the buyer needs a specific type of an item, and he doesn't inform the seller exactly what he needs. And it ends up being a fight. The buyer is saying, listen, this is not acceptable. I needed it for a certain purpose, and this doesn't fulfill the purpose that I needed it for. And the seller tells him, listen, you didn't tell me at the time of the sale what you needed it for, and I'm not willing to take back the item. So let's go through the case of the Gemara, and we'll tell it through to this case. The Gemara brings down the case of someone sold a shirt to his chaver, and at the times of Chazal, there were basically two different tzrochim where people used to buy behemoths. Either they used to buy behemoths to use for agricultural purposes, l'charisha, or they used to buy the behemoth. If a butcher used to buy a behemoth to shecht it, then he used to sell off the behemoth. So this guy went into a store, and he didn't inform the person at the time of the sale why he needs the behemoth. V'nimtza nakhin, and he discovers that this behemoth is a wild animal, and he bought it for the purpose of charisha. And as the Sma speaks out, there's an isser l'kaima b'beisa, it's an isser to keep a behemoth that's a shor nakhin in his house. So he wants to tell him, listen, it's a mekach tais. You sold me a behemoth, I can't work with this behemoth b'chlal. I want to be mevatel the mekach. So Rav Amar Reza mekach tais, v'shmul Amar, yochaloy mele l'shchita mechatulach. So Machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that the person is right, and his claim of mekach tais, since it was a sharnachan, it's a mum in the mekach. And Shmuel says, no, since at the time of the sale, you didn't inform the person why you were buying it, he would have a right to tell you, listen, on the tzad that you would have bought it to use to shecht, there's no mum over here b'chlal, and I'm not agreeing that you should be mevatel the mekach at all. The Gemara Namad Beis explains that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is close to the machlokes. Rav Amar Reza mekach tayis, baser ruba azlinan. Rav holds that we go, even by monetary issues, we go baser roiv, and since roiv behemoths are sold l'radia, they're sold for the purpose of plowing the fields, the male of the person is a right to tain a mekach tayis. If he bought it l'charisha, it's a right to tain a mekach tayis. V'shmuel amalach kiaz linam baseruba b'yisura. When's this klal that we go baseroiv? That's very true by issa v'heter. There's a din hochanach haroiv. When we're dealing with monetary issues, there's no halacha of hochanach manach haroiv. There's a machlokes rishonim as to what's pshat in the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Tosfos have a hint that Hedin seems to learn that pshat in the Shita of Shmuel, that we don't call Baseroiv, is that the bir of Cheskes Mammon, every time you're coming to Roiv, you're coming to be trying to be Moitzi from a Cheskes Mammon. So Keneged a Cheskes Mammon is stronger than the bir of Roiv. The Shmaitzah asks on this that there's usually a klal, even by Isser, where we do go Baseroiv. If one has a Roiv, Keneged a Chazaka, Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba is Adif. So why over here do we say that the Cheskes Mammon is stronger than the Roiv? Even in places where we go Baseroiv, the bir of Roiv is usually stronger than a chazaka. So Shmaitzer learns that pshat is that benegeya cheskes mammon is different than regular chazaka. Cheskes mammon also has a kayach to be mevar, and that's why it's equal to the bearer of roiv. The Rashbam over here seems to learn a different pshat. The Rashbam seems to learn that the roiv and chazaka cancel each other out. It's not pshat that the bearer of cheskes mammon is stronger than the bearer of roiv. And we'll soon see enough kamina l'alocha if we go to like the Rashbam, we go according to Tosfos. But when you get to the Gemara is clear that Allah is, there's a machlokes over here, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that in a case where someone sold this behemoth, and the person's tining the baser roiv, that he is a right to be mevatel the mekach, and Shmuel holds that in the case of the Gemara, where he bought a behemoth and he discovered there's an akhen, it would depend if he paid money or not. If he already paid the seller for the behemoth and he's coming to be moitzi mamon, einoch mamon acharoiv, if he didn't pay yet money, then he'll be able to hold on to his money. So as a starting point in this case, he bought this bed. It seemed like it's a good sushtal to this Gemara. The Gemara has if he already paid the money according to Shmuel, he would be unable to be moitzi the mamon. Since it's an acceptable bed, there is a miut of beds that are sold this way, we'd have no taina of mekach tayitz. Now this klal that we're saying in the Gemara, that Shmuel holds einoch mamon acharoiv, there is a case where Shmuel's moida, where we do go basa roiv, even when it deals with monetary issues. The makom with a miyuta, the miyuta, it's mamash a very rare case that almost no one buys it for this purpose. I remember right after I got married, I got a credit card bill, and in there they give you all these great offers. They were selling a beautiful vase. Just heard the whole chazan shmuel, you're supposed to buy a present. But I figured I would buy it. The thing comes and the bila could fit one flower in it. So such a case as poshet, that such a case is a vada mekach tayis. When it's something that no one expects and no one anticipates this such thing to come, and something it's a miyuta, the miyuta, there even shmuel is moida that would go bas a roiv even by mamon. But in a regular case where there's two stodim, there's a roiv and a miyut, that's where shmuel said his din of einoch mamon achar roiv. Now in this case that we're dealing with, maybe there's a taina to say that the person who, the buyer is correct. Because over here he's saying, listen, you sold me this bunk bed and I can't use it bechlal. He's saying that he has only older kids in his house, and he's saying my kid doesn't fit in the bed bechlal. So even though we're going to say, ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv, I can't prove from the roiv, but maybe I could prove it from the fact that I can't use this chayfetz bechlal. And the Gemara says that then, the Gemara asks after, it brings a machloikas Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara asks like this, v'lechsi garva dezov in l'nachsel, Ilaradya. Why does the Rav, the Rav Rashbam is Mazbe, we're asking Sayan Rav and Sayan Shmuel. Why does Rav say that we go Basa Mammon, Basa Roiv, Mammon? Let's see what type of person he is. If he's someone who buys behemoths generally, he's a butcher, and he buys it always for Shechita, why should Rav say have a tain of Mekach Tayyas just because Roiv are sold for the purpose of plowing? If this person, we should be able to bring a Raif and the fact that he's a butcher, obviously the reason why he bought it was to use Teshecht, and Klapi the Shechita, there is no Mum over here Bechlal. And according to Shmuel, the Gemara is asking, Shmuel holds Einochem Mamon Acharoiv, but Einochem Mamon Acharoiv. But if you see, this person is a farmer, so obviously the reason why he bought the behemoth was to use to plow his fields, he's not a butcher, so obviously he didn't need it for that, and that should be enough of a raya to be Moitzi Mamon. Now the Gemara answers that you can't bring a raya, because it's Garva Dezovan Lahachi Lahachi. Since he's a person who has a butcher shop and he has fields which he uses to plow, so we have no proof from the person as to what his intention was at the time of the sale to buy it for. But the Gemara is clear that if we would be able to bring a raya from the type of a person he is to what his intention was to buy b'shas de mekach, then it's mashma avada we would go basa that raya. The Rashbam over here, like Sue, one nekuda, and this would change the halacha. Rashbam over here, Divrei Maschil v'Lachsi, says like this. Kaloyma, hechi domi depligiv Rav and Shmuel. What's the case where Rav and Shmuel are arguing? V'Lachsi, yigav r'ovid adomo, if he's a person who works in agriculture, v'loy tabach, and he's not a butcher, v'rogel lukin asherim l'charisha, and he's used to his regiluses, and whenever he goes to the store, he buys animals to be used for agricultural purposes, to plow the fields. So the Rashbam, v'kigoyin shayim akirin ze'ezeh. The Rashbam likes su and nekuda and gemara. In order to be able to bring a raya, it has to be kigoyin. What's the case? Shemakirin says that the seller is aware of what the buyer is. If the seller knew that the buyer is someone who works in agriculture, then the gemara would hold that the person can bring a raya. Listen, I'm obviously someone who works in the field, so he can't be mevatel the mekach. But the Rashbam is mashma that let's say the seller is not aware at the time of the sale as to what the nature of the person who's coming into the store is buying it for. Even if the person has a very good raya, he's obviously a farmer, he never buys behemoth to shecht it and to eat it, we would not be able to bring a raya from that because the seller was unaware at the time of the purchase. We're going to go through two pshatim, and there'll be an afkamina l'alach on the two pshatim. Either pshat is that the etzim in every sale, we have to take into account the das of the buyer, and the chanami, but we also have to take into account the das of the seller. So if the seller was not aware that the reason why you were purchasing it was to be used on the field for agricultural purposes, since the seller was not aware, so we'll say that the buyer went, knows the das of the seller is to sell it to him, stam, and he agreed to buy it al kol oifen. Or you could say that pshat is, and the pulcharifta is mashma like this, that not pshat that we're going to say that it went past the das of the buyer. The pshat is a little different. The pshat is we'll say that the person decided to change his minig. Normally he buys, and a chanami usually buys a behema, he uses it for agricultural purposes, but maybe now he decided to change his minig. Now on this Rishbam, I'm just going to bring out the Meiri and the Rimagash, the Lachar argue on this Rishbam. The Meiri has a kasha on the Rishbam. If you look at the Gemara asks, we should see if he's a person who buys for agriculture, or he's a person who buys for shechita. So what? And the Gemara asks, what does the Gemara answer? Begarva the zavan lahachi lahachi. This person buys for both purposes. Frekta Meiri, why does the Gemara have to answer a case that he's the type of person who buys lahachi lahachi? Let the Gemara answer a much more simple teretz. Let the Gemara say he didn't know, he wasn't aware of the nature of the person at the time that he walked in, and since he didn't know it, he wasn't makira, he didn't recognize him. That's why there's no taina of mekach tois. Why does the Gemara have to come on to a case where he didn't recognize him, that he buys for both things? Let the Gemara say more pashta the teretz. So the Meiri answers that pshat is because it's not usual, it's not unusual case that the person was not aware of the buyer's intention at the time of the sale. I guess then when everyone knew each other, it wasn't the business the way it's done today. So that was very common that you only bought from someone who you recognized, and it wasn't common. So that's the way he wants to say, maybe to answer the Rishbam. But he himself then seems to argue in the Rishbam from a different reason. He brings this Shitas HaRishbam, the Inim HaKirin Zezeh, he brings it from the Chachmei HaTzafasim. Then he says, U'mekol Mokoyim Chachmei HaDoryush Lofaneinu argued on this Psak of the Rishbam. They argue on this whole concept that you need, that the Rishbam says that you need makirin zeze, and he holds that you don't need makirin zeze. He says, "Hoyul v'hadova yudua l'kame b'nei yadam, hareyu k'meisa meidosh acharisha kana." Since it's yudua to a lot of people, it means this person is known that he's a farmer. It's known that he's a farmer and he's not a sheikhet. So since it's known to a lot of people, so he says that he tells you a concept of v'orim shabaloif. It's a concept if someone sells something, because he's going to be moving to Eretz Yisrael. He's planning on moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then for some reason, it ends up not working out that he can't move to Eretz Yisrael. So he wants to say, listen, it's a Mekach Tayyus. I only sold it because I was planning on moving. And now, I'm not moving anymore. So there's a Be'etzim, a problem. Dvarim Shebeloiv, Lehavit Dvarim. We'll say that, listen, it's very nice that you only sold it because you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. But since at the time of the sale, you didn't inform anyone that was a Tanai, it was inherent in the sale, that it was only on the condition that you're moving. So the halacha over there is that since it's yidua l'kayil, since everyone knows about this din, zok de meiri, shtal tzua, a gemara in kedushin, that daita l'meis l'kei tzisrol, even if he didn't speak out, b'shas, the sale, why he was planning on selling it, since it's yidua to everyone, the blibes over there, there's no chasar in dvar mishabalev. Zok de meiri, the same too, should be true in our case. Since people know that he's a person who sells l'charisha, he buys l'charisha, the reason why he bought it was obviously to work in his field. So therefore we should apply, there's no chesar in Dvarim Shebelev over here, because people know about it, and in the same way that comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem with Dvarim Shebelev. So over here there should be no problem with Dvarim Shebelev. The second Rishon I found that argues on this Rishbam is the Rimagash. The Rimagash says like this. The Gemara, after the Gemara brings down the Halacha, that we should try to figure out based on the type of a person he is, to what his, why he bought it. The Gemara says there's another parameter we could use to try to figure out what the sale was, what the conditions of the sale were. The Gemara says there's a concept called domim meidim. We should be able to bring a raya from how much he paid for it. If there was a one price that was for animals that were sold for plowing, we needed a stronger animal, a better animal. And there's another price that were for behemoths that were sold for shechita. So the Gemara says that be'etzim, if they have two different prices, we could be able to bring a raya from the price that he paid. The Rishbam, Tosfos, they will ask that there's other Gemaras, which is pretty clear, that we don't go bust this concept of domim meidim to be meitzim mamon. Zokteri Megash, you know why it's Chaluk, this Gemara and those Gemaras? Because in our Gemara, we're dealing with Mekach Tayyus. And Hitain is that Mekach Tayyus, it's not totally Bechlal in the Das of the seller. Well, if you think about it, what's the Tayyus? The Tayyus didn't happen from the seller's perspective, it happened from the buyer. I bought this and I needed a certain tafket out of this, and that's why I bought it. So the mistake happened by the buyer. Zokteri Megash, that we don't have to take into account the Das of the Meicher Bechlal, as long as we can establish that there was a mistake from the buyer, it's irrelevant to what the seller, why he sold it. As long as we get taka established that the buyer made a mistake, we'll be able to taina mekach tayis. And if you think about it, this is a very strong taina. Why should we take into account the Das of the Meicha B'chlals? Why did the Rashbam say that you need a din of Makirin Zaza? He has to recognize him. Why do we look at the seller B'chlal? As long as the buyer by him was a mistake, it should be enough. I may be going to tell me Pshan the Kenegad the Rimagash is that it's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev, they have a Dvarim. So Rebbe Ochber is Mechalak between the case of Adaita L'Meisak L'Eretz Yisrael and the case of Agamor. The case of Adaita L'Meisak L'Eretz Yisrael is a case we're trying to put a Tanai in the Mekach. Be'etzim, I sold you because I'm planning on moving to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the sale? The sale is that I'm selling you this house, and the reason why I'm selling it is because I'm planning on moving. So it doesn't go into the actual sale. The sale was a good sale. I just want to add a condition to the sale that if it doesn't meet my what I need, then I'm going to be mevatel the sale. So after then, there's a chesaron at Dvarim Shebelev. Masha'enkein over here, where the person is buying, there's a mistake be'etzem in the chayfetz. He says, even if you would hold that a daitel mesek etzol, you would hold like the Rishbam and hold that there's no chesaron Dvarim Shebelev, over here there would be no problem with chalal Dvarim Shebelev because it goes into the etzem sale. The etzem sale, I made a mistake. I didn't tell you why I was buying it. I don't have to tell you why I'm buying it. As long as soif kol soif, there was a mistake that happened, it's not a chesaron Dvarim Shebelev, because be'etzem there was a mistake in the whole sale over here, melech shbeel to mevatel the mekach. And to answer the Rimagash is Kasha, to why we look take into account, what's Pshan the Rashbam we take into account, I'm going to be makdim with another case. Let's say someone was making a bris, and he wanted to order food from he calls up a caterer and he orders food. And it comes the bris, and it's the food is Chalav Stam. And he's a person who's makbid only to eat Chalav Yisrael, all his guests, everyone. Let's go to the type of a place where rave people a makbet to eat Chalav Yisrael and not Chalav Stam. And be'etzem, Chalav Stam is zicha mekach toyes b'chiyah gavna. The Masham is mevar that in a case where, even if it's only a chumra, could be Chalav Stam is not the mekid adina, it's not aser. But if it's an acceptable chumra that people have, then be'etzem, if he would have said he wants Chalav Yisrael and I sell him something Chalav Stam, avada, that's enough to be mevatel the mekach. So what would be over here? He goes, and so chari, we want to apply the case of the Gemara. We'd say since rave people are makbed on, rave people in this town are makbed on Chalav Yisrael, so if he already went and paid, so ein chanami, according to Rav, we would go bust to the rave, but according to Shmuel, ein holchem b'mama nacha rave, and we're not going to take into account the fact that rave people are makbed on Chalav Yisrael, and the chari shouldn't be able to be mevatel the mekach. But over here, just bring out from this case, that over here the person zicha didn't want Chalav Stam. So maybe it's different than the case of the Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara was he bought a behema and he didn't tell us at the time of the sale if he needed it for agricultural purposes or he needed it for shechita. But be'etzim both stodim, I could zicha use the behema. On the tzad that I wanted it for lecharisha, I needed it for agricultural purposes, but I could use it for shechita. It's not pshat that I can't have no use for the behema b'chlal. If I'm going to use it for shechita, I could use it, I could sell it, I could get someone to shecht and sell the pieces, I could.
Both stodim apply to the lekeach. Both stodim could apply to the
lekeach. Right, both stodim could apply to the lekeach. Mashenkin, in this case, with someone who's making a bris and all his guests over there, he's not even going to want to serve it. Maybe over here you would say that this case is taka cholok. Huh? If it is, it is. It has to be a shtus, you know. If it is, if you have a raya from the different surprise, then you would have a raya. But again, a lot of times people have, it's very hard to have Dom Medim, especially today where people have sales and this, and they have deals. It's almost impossible to figure out exactly what the real price is and this. Every person charges. If it be a case where you have a raya from the Dom Medim, then Enechanami. So Shal, is that a good sushtal, this case, to Agamora? And Be'etzim, the case that we gave is also similar to this case, where a person's tiny, he has an older child, and he doesn't fit in this bed, Bechlal. So to say that he bought this bed to be sitting in case a guest comes with two kids, it would be very shver. He zecha bought it to be used for his house. And this bed doesn't work for this kid b'chlal. Is that a tzushtal to the case of the Gemara or not? So Laniz Dayti is telling the Machloikis, the Beis Meir and the Pulcharifka. The Beis Meir has a case where someone informed Aden before he went ahead and bought this behema, that the reason why he needs the behema is his other behema just died, and now he's going to need the behema to plow his field. And the Beis Meir Mamash clears the Shaila, and he says that we're going to, even in Bechiah Gavna, where it's clear, he says, even if there'll be Edim, that the Kavana of the person, Bishas, the sale was, that he needed it to plow his field, and the Behemah is a Sharnachan, and here over here, he can't use it now anymore for what he needed it for, still talk to Beis Meir, it could still be, he would not be able to mevatel the Mekach. And the Beis Meir explains, and the reason for this is, because we have to take into account the Das of the Meicha. But he doesn't say, he says the reason why we have to take into account the Das HaMeicher, even though L'Chari we said from the Rimagash, that he shouldn't have to take into account the Das HaMeicher. He says a svara like this, the Lekech himself is aware that the Meicher is not selling it to him stam. He knows that the seller also has interest involved. He wants to sell it, and he's not interested in tying it, whether you need it L'Charisha or you need it for Shechita. So since he takes into account the Das of the seller, so he's maskim al-chol oifen to whatever the seller's kavan is. But in order to get the sale to be done, he's sort of meichel, even though I needed it for this, but since at the time of the sale I didn't speak out why I needed it, obviously I decided to agree to the Das of the meicher b'chi ha-gavna. So that would answer, according to this, the Rimagash is kasha. That over here we're going to go bust the das of the meich, of the seller's das himself is to agree to what the das of the meicher. So we're not going to go bust the das of the meicher to be kaveh whether it's a mekach tayis. We're going to go bust the das of the buyer. But since we're going to say that the buyer himself decided to agree with the das of the seller because that's the way business is done. It takes two to make the deal. So he agreed to go bust the das of the seller. So according to the Beis Meir, even in a case where it comes out Chalv Stam, where it's Klor, you have his cases, you have an Ansahadi, you have Aiden, they didn't want this. But since you're aware that there's Tut Stadim, and you didn't inform the seller at the time, so you agreed. So you sort of agreed to whatever he's going to send you, I'm going to buy. The Pilcha Rifta says Pshat in this Rajbam is slightly different. And I think according to him it would be a different halacha. Pilcha Rifta on the Rosh and Bab Kamas is like this. The yearly losses tam the made a meicha makira. He's going to say pshat in the Rishbam to why it's in a case where it's not makira, why he won't be able to mevatel the mekach. Hilchach al alakech loy to the fact it's incumbent on the buyer to inform the seller to what goes into the mekach. Have a kazavin laha laha. If he decides not to inform him, it's as if he's the type of person who buys laha laha. The afagav the emin hagakach, even though he's a person who's a farmer and always he buys it to use on his field, mikol makim achshav nisbatel min hagi. We're going to say that here Hitaka decided to change his mind and he bought it le shchita. So it seems from the Hilcha Rifta that he's not saying that pshat is he bought it, he agreed to whatever the meicher said. Pshat is we have a haichacha that he decided to buy over here Hitaka le shchita. Because since he knows that it's two stadim, he knows every animal could be used either for charisha or it could be used as shechita. From the fact that he doesn't inform us at the time of the sale, we're going to bring a raya fakert from his minig. Enechanami, his minig is, he's a farmer and always buys for that. Here we're going to bring a raya that you decided to change your mind. So according to Pilcha Rifta, it would be makom to say, but makom where we taka can't bring a raya. In this case over here, to say that he decided to change his minig and to buy chalav stam, it's very hard to bring a raya that he changed from minhagai. According to Pilcha Rifta, it would depend on the case. If you go like the Beis Meir, the pshat is a always agree to whatever the Meicher said, so then it doesn't make a difference what the situation is. But Lefidah Pulcha Rifta, it's mashma that the word is which bring a raya, they decided to change his minig. So in a case where he buys a bed and this kid can't use it, we can't say he decided to change his minig. It's not useful for him, Bechlal. In a case where on the other side he has absolutely no use for it, then we can't say that he decided to change his minig. What? Yeah, I'm saying we're not gonna say that all of a sudden over here he decided that he was makbet from when he was a little kid that he's makbet chavis. So all of a sudden now he decided to change his mind and not to be makbet just because he wasn't mefarish at the sale. We'll say he wasn't mefarish and chanami, but we can't bring a raya from there enough to be mevatel his whole minig. I mean, it has to be that the other side is a legitimate side. In the case of the Gemara, there's a legitimate side. Maybe he decided now to go and to buy a behemoth, shecht it, or sell off the pieces, or eat part of it. There is a legitimate side. In a case where it's a very, very rochadik tzad, according to the Rifta, you wouldn't be able to bring a raya to change his minig. So l'chayra, again, l'dina, in such a case, would be machoikas, the Beis Meir, and the l'cha Rifta. And since the person, again, the Gemara's case, obviously the case is always going to be where the person's coming to be Maitzi Maman. L'chayra, since there's a Beis Meir, it says that he won't be able to be Maitzi Maman. Now what would be, and I'll change the case slightly, what would be in a reverse case? The same case, the guy goes to the store, and he orders a bed, but he rather had a very low ceiling. And for him, the low bed is what he needed. And here the person went and delivered a bed, and this bed was a very tall bed, and it didn't fit him in the chlal. What would the halacha be over there? Again, l'chayra, it would have to, if you go like the Beis Meir Svara and saying the fact that it wasn't masna, it should have to be a case where he's aware. It's true. If he's not aware that there's such a concept of chlal, so you can't bring a raya from the fact that I agreed to go with you because I didn't know b'chlal there's such a thing. So even according to the Beis Meir, it would be a makom to say there's a flaw in Ksubis, which learns the Chesaron is Taka Dvarim Shebelev. Nothing to do with that I went to ask the Meicher. According to that flaw, it would be a Chesaron even if he wasn't aware, because Kosev is Dvarim Shebelev. But Kipshuta, the base mayor, would not apply in a case where I'm not aware that there is such a thing, because I'm after Bavarn something I'm not aware of. Case of the Gemara, some things where I'm aware of. Oh, so now let's go to a case where it's the reverse case, where the seller, the buyer, is claiming that I'm from the Miyat. Most beds that were sold were taka taller bed, and I'm claiming that I needed dafka, a bed that was lower, because my ceiling point was very low. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sifah Gimel says like this: so obviously in this case, it would only be negeya where he's going kinega the roiv. It would have to be a case where he's still holding on to the money. So the cases the Mechaber brings down like this: let's say the buyer is still holding on to the money. So loymi boyim rubim koina lecharisha. We go to the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is that roiv behemus was sold for plowing, and this person's claiming mekachtayus because I can't use this behemoth to plow. So here it's poshut, since I'm holding on to the money, I have the roiv on my side, plus I have the cheskes mammon on my side. So obviously the seller can't come and say, listen, I want you to pay me, because the person has on his side the roiv plus the chazakah. The Mechava continues, let's say it would be equal that people buy animals to use to plow, and they also buy animals to use to feshchita. Then Zakta Mechava, Moitz Mechavel of Araya. But the Mechaber seems to skip the case where the roiv is against the lekeach. What would happen where roiv behemoths, let's say today, zecha roiv behemoths that are sold are not sold for the purpose to be used for agricultural purpose anymore. They're zecha sold now to shechita. And the person says, listen, I rather needed it for agricultural purpose. And he's the mochzik. So if we would apply the lamdas that we learned from Shmuel says, ein hochem b'mamon acha roiv. The roiv is not a keveya. And since I'm the mochzik, and there's a miyat of behemoths that are sold for agricultural purposes, so since I'm for agricultural purposes, still I could hold on to the money because I'm the muchzik. But the mechaber seems to say not like that, because if the mechaber held that was true, why does he give the case afilu ki adadinenu where they sold 50-50? He omits the case where the roiv is against the lekeach. He should say afilu if roiv behemus are sold l'shchita, still if this person's coming and saying that I needed it for plowing purposes, he'll be able to hold on to his money because he won't apply the concept of muchzik kenega the roiv, and the roiv will not be able to meitzi mammon from the muchzik. So all the achrayim ask this kasha on the mechaber. The prisha and the aruch hashulchan both learn that pshat is like this: we have to take, we have a roiv kenega the chazaka, so the cheskes mammon is going to win out. But this is a very important concept in a lot of chashem mishpat. This comes up. There's a concept called the cheskes mekach. When we see a sale of aneinu, what happened over there? The person bought the behemoth. And he's coming now with a taina. No, this is not the behemoth that I wanted. So I want to be mevatel the mekach with my taina mekach tais. And even if you're going to say mekach tais is the mafreyuchais and it's as if there was no sale, but I'm coming to be moitzi from an existing situation. We see lefaneinu a mekach, and we have a suffix, maybe the mekach is bottle because there was a mum in this mekach. So anytime we have a vade mekach and a suffix bittel, they want to say that's doimet a chazaka. Memeilo zok the prisha, that in the case where the roiv is on the side of the seller, so he has on his side a roiv, plus this chazakah that the mekach happened. The seller wants to claim, listen, I'm holding on to the money, so you can't be moitzi mammon. So with a roiv, together with a chazakah, we can be moitzi from the person. With a buyer has the money. With a buyer has the money, and you're coming to be moitzi mammon, since you have, the seller has a roiv and a chazakah on his side, he won't be able to be moitzi mammon. The chazaka is the vade mekach. The vade mekach of aneinu. Right, the vade the kinyan thing. If they didn't do a kinyan yet, then they won't have this chazaka. So the Shai Mishpat argues on this prisha, and it says a very interesting pshat. Remember what we learned last week? There's a machloikas in Sif Yud Beis. So what happens when someone sells a behema that has in it a sircha? He sells a behema, so Shita Sarabenu Ephraim and the Bala Itter and the Rosh is that when someone sells something with a mum, is a shchiach deka mum, something that's common to have it on the mum. So they say over here, it's incumbent on the buyer to tell the person, listen, on the tzad that it has in it a mum, I don't want to buy it. Since it's a mum, the shchiach, it's a frequent to have such a type of a mum. So therefore, I'm a chuyif to be medir a person that if it has this mum, I'm going to be vatal the mekach. Shita Saramban, as he argues on this side, and says, even if it's common to have such a mum, It's still not mutl on the lekeach to be mefarish. Like, so if you have to sell me something that's free of any defect, if you're going to sell me something with a mum, even if it's a mum that's shchiach, I'm not going to be able to mevatel the mekach. Now, if you look at the Ramban, one of his rayas is from our Gemara. He says, you look at the Gemara over here, a person sold the behemoth, and he found in it there was a shor nakhon. Now, the whole suffix of the Gemara is, what was the kavanah of the person at the time of the mekach? Was the kavanah of the person at the time of the sale that he was buying it for shchita, or he was buying it for agricultural purposes? When the tzad that he taka bought it l'charisha, then the halacha is that it's a vadi mekach toyes. If he would have said, I'm buying it l'charisha, frek der Ramban, he brings a Gemara in Baba Kama, of Tezvav, that says that roiv behemoths are not becheskes shimer. Roiv behemoths are wild animals, and the taka becheskes nakham. So why don't we say that he wasn't mefarish over here? For the fact that he wasn't mefarish to tell him that, listen, on the tzad, that it's going to be a nakhan, I want to be mevatel the mekach, why don't we say that there's a bitul mekach as that? Zokter Rosh, that he's mechalik in the case of sircha and the case of agamor. The case of sircha, both the seller and the buyer have no way of knowing if this behemah has entered a trefa. It's inside the behemah. It's impossible for anyone to know. Mashenkin's up there in the case where it's sold the Yashar Nakhan, there the seller knows what his behemah is. So I could be Seimach as a klal, Sheris Yisrael, Lo Yasa Avlo, Lo Yaneu B'mekach. I could be Seimach that the reason why I don't have to speak out at the time of the sale, that I'm only buying it on the side that it's not a behemah that has an Nakhan, because I'm Seimach that the Meicha would never sell me something which is a mum in it. It's a Isser to sell someone with a mum. So I'm Seimach Das that I'm not going to buy something with a mum. Let's go back to the Diak and the Mechaber. The Diak and the Mechaber is that he left out a case where if Roiv behemoths are sold l'shchita, and this behemoth, I rather bought it for the purpose of Charisha, but Roiv behemoths attack is sold l'shchita. Zokter, in such a case, the person's not doing an avlo by selling it to me when it has in it a mum, because Roiv are used for shchita, and klape shchita, the fact that it's a nakhan is not a mum b'chlal. The Mela, there's no sheris sold l'yasa avlo. So here's Zokter, the reason why Mechaber left out the case where Roiv behemoths are sold where Roy behemoths are sold to Shchita, because in such a case, we'll be telling the Machloikis and Sifiyat Beis, there have been Ephraim and there have been Ban, and Mechaber leaves out such a case. But Ladina, the halacha is that if he would have a Roiv connected him, Be'etzim, we should go B'chol Mamanacha Roiv, not like the Prisha. But rather, in this case, it's different. The Nesivis, Tamazli argues on the Prisha, and he holds that even though the Lashon Mechaber seems to be like that, he says the Lashon Mechaber is Lav Dafka. And again, since he's the muchzik, if it be the case, it would be where a guy buys a bed and it's too high, it doesn't fit in him, b'chlal. As long as he's holding on to the money, l'chayr halacha would be, he's allowed to hold on to the money, even though the Lashon Mechaber seems not like that. The Baiti had the Nesivis and the Shamishpat, he'd be able to hold on to it. Just want to finish off with one thought. B'etzim, as we're learning the halachas of Mekach Tayis, people probably, if you think back at times when you wanted to buy a chayfetz, and it didn't meet, well, after you bought it, you realize it didn't meet exactly your expectation, exactly the way you wanted it. But after you see this halacha, that it's not really only tali in the das of, in your das, it's zecha tali in the das of the meicha as well. And very often, it's not going to be eiskehalten, and the halachas of mum, we won't be able to mevatel the mekach. So a lot of times you figure you're going to be mevatel, you're not going to go back to the person, you're not going to fight with him, and you're willing to be mevatel and you think. But someone calls you off sometimes and asks you, oh, should I go to the store to see sell things? So people think they have a right to tell the person, oh, you know, this store, don't stay, he ripped me off like this and like this. But etzim, after you learn these halachas and you see that in a case, even though roiv of the chafetzim that are sold that taka meet the expectations of the buyer, if there's a miyut of chafetzim that are sold the other way, the moicher is correct, and you won't have a schus to mevatel the mekach. Rav Shimon speaks out, there's no even the lots of shemayim on him. So the person has to be nizer, first of all, he shouldn't be mevatel the mekach. And second of all, if someone asks him information about this store, he would have no right to tell him, even assuming he meets all other criteria in Hilchos Lashon Hara, that it meets all the criteria of Ibalt in Din, the person is right, he would have no right to repeat to him what happened to him, because in Din, the moicher did nothing wrong.